Now we're going to hear about a company that has recovered from tough times. Starbucks became a household name in the 1990s. Its CEO, Howard Schultz, became a billionaire. And in 2000, when Schultz stepped down, Starbucks was on a caffeine-fueled high. But just 8 years later, amid a global financial crisis and some self-inflicted wounds, everything had changed. Starbucks was faltering, which prompted its founding CEO to take back the job. Howard Schultz has been back in the CEO seat, one might call it the hot seat, for more than 2 years, and things are looking a lot better. NPR's Wendy Kaufman paid him a visit.
Sitting in his comfortable office, Howard Schultz looks relaxed and, dare we say, happy. We began by asking if the past 2 years, trying to get Starbucks back on track, were more difficult than he thought they would be.
I think this was a very difficult climb. However, I never doubted that we would get back to where we once were.
With strong and growing sales and a rising stock price, Schultz says his work since returning as CEO has been the most gratifying in all his years at the company. Why? Because by early 2008, some on Wall Street and in the media were saying Starbucks' heyday was over.
Some of the headlines were just brutal. Many people thought that, you know, this was against all odds. And I think what's gratifying is that we were determined not to allow the outside world define the company's future.
Schultz went to work restructuring. Among other things, he closed down about 800 underperforming stores and stopped building new ones, an acknowledgement the company had expanded too quickly.
I think there were definitely tough decisions that had to be made.
Sharon Zackfia is an analyst at William Blair & Company. She says only Howard Schultz had the gravitas to do what he did.
I think you have to credit Howard with making changes very, very quickly. I really can't think of another company that reacted as quickly as Starbucks did.
But the CEO was judicious. For example, he did not slash employee benefits, as some on Wall Street urged him to do. And he kept the innovation pipeline flowing. Customizable Frappuccinos and the marketing blitz surrounding them translated to higher in-store sales and more bottles sold in grocery stores in places like Target. The company also introduced a brand new product called Via.
All right, so what we're doing right now is we're brewing up some Columbia.
Starbucks' Doug Langworthy is a coffee quality expert.
And it's, of course, really easy. I'm just emptying out the packet. I'm going to get some hot water.
And voila, instant Starbucks coffee. Howard Schultz says people initially thought launching Via was an act of desperation.
But it wasn't a desperate move. It was really finding an opportunity that we could create and bring something to the market that our customers would embrace. We have created a business that will exceed $100 million in its first year. That category of instant coffee has not had any innovation in over 50 years, and we're going to build a major business.
Bob Golden with the food industry consulting firm Technomic says the diversification was a smart move.
It's a whole nother revenue stream and profit stream. And they see this as being a platform for, I believe they've talked about it being a $1 billion business. That may be over-optimistic, but it's certainly something they have very high hopes for.
Still, another push by the company was getting its lower-priced, Seattle's best coffee, into new outlets like Subway, Burger King, and convenience stores. Schultz believes this, too, will become a $1 billion business. Starbucks has enjoyed several recent quarters of improved financial performance, and same-store sales, a key measure for retailers, were up this spring, though the overall numbers were not as good as some on Wall Street expected. But Howard Schultz is looking ahead. He says the company will return to growth with a big push into Asia and new consumer products.
It's a good time for us. We've worked really hard. I think we deserve to celebrate a little bit, but we got much more work to do.
So not too much champagne, just coffee, at least for now. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.